This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, we're dealing with the governor of Oregon. She's out of her freaking nutball mind.
Yeah.
And they're having criminals run rampant through the city and destroying property, killing people and injuring things. And now she made a statement that you made. I want you to expand on this now that you're back on live on air, that she's going to give the high school certificates to people who are basically incapable of math or even reading.
Yeah, this psychotic woman just signed into law SB 744. And what this allows is people in Oregon, in this one area, one high school, whatever, one district, I'm not sure, maybe it's statewide. But anyway, to be able to graduate high school without being able to show proficiency in being able to read, write, and arithmetic. As a matter of fact, they can't even spell arithmetic, so we'll just call it math. And what they're doing is basically saying that because of these quote-unquote proficiency standards, it's holding down the minority community. No, you know what's holding down the minority community? Asshole. That's what's holding down the minority community. This is the most racist piece of legislation, other than maybe CRT, that's ever been even thought of and proposed and signed into law. Because what they're basically saying is, if you're black, if you're brown, if you're Hispanic, if you're Indian, if you're a Pacific Islander, if you glow in the dark, if you've got polka dots, whatever, you are somehow cognitively inferior and not as smart as your white counterparts. So therefore, we're going to take the standards and proficiency levels and we're going to remove them so that you can graduate high school, so that you get your diploma, which you could pretty much wipe your ass with, because it won't be worth anything, because you won't be able to get a job, you won't be able to hold a job, and you're destined for a life of crime because you're not going to be able to do anything because you can't read, you can't write, and you can't do simple math. So they are absolutely decimating the minority community. Instead of bringing the minority community up with perhaps, I don't know, teachers, tutors, extracurricular activity, whatever, they're not doing that. Instead, they're lowering it and then removing the standards altogether. These people should be arrested and thrown in prison for abrogating their responsibility to teach and educate these students.
Well, we see that with all the things the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans. I call it the Circle Party. Do you like that term? The circle is, you got these Democrats who are there, including moderate Democrats, and you have the Rhino Republicans. They're lying to us that they're Republicans. They don't believe in a republic. They believe in total control by corporatists and so on. We don't have capitalism. We have corporatism. And now with the insertion of big tech, which the Nazis conceived of when they had IBM making Holocaust cards for the prisoners in the Nazi death camps, they now have a system of digital things where they can insert graphene oxide and eventually you have a digital connection to not only your DNA, but tune you into a hotspot so that they can interface with your consciousness and control not only your genetics, but also your thoughts. Like the Minority Report and pre-crime. People say, oh, that's all sci-fi stuff. That's not real. I say, you're a freaking idiot and you're going to die, stupid idiot. And people have to realize this is no longer sci-fi. This is reality. And our government, which isn't our government at all, it's a stolen election, is ramming through legislation, spending money like a drunken sailor, thinking there's still going to be money there. Free college, free this, free home care, free this, that. You can't do that, people, if you don't have a freaking economy. Where's the money going to come from? You're going to just print it?
Exactly. You're going to pull it out of the ass?
Well, they want to destroy the economy. They want to make America irrelevant. In fact, George Soros made this thing that in order to have his world order he wants, he has to destroy the United States. Why is he still walking around?
For the new world order to take place, America has to turn into a third world shithole. Okay?
Right.
Point blank. And we're not going to allow it to happen. We will do and take all means necessary to protect country and to preserve freedom. And I mean all means necessary.
Right. Now, what people don't understand, it's called Judeo-Christian. Judeo meaning the Pentateuch by Moses, the ancient prophets, and the necropsy of Yeshua, which is the father in the flesh, which means Jesus is a Jew. That's what his name in Jew means. Jew means praise. In fact, all the power of God comes from the praise because we are his children. We're not less than God. We are the female counterpart to God. That's why he's coming back to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And what happens, that's why the persecution is so great on Jews and now Judeo-Christian, because all these things like CRT and this idea of racial bullshit is all to destroy Christianity and Judaism, because they don't want us to have any relationship with the Creator God, because they want to control property. They don't want us to say we're going to be happy and own no property, and we're going to be like cyber slaves in the cybernetic matrix. And they'll insert things into your consciousness, even if they want to have cyber sex with somebody. They'll just insert a conscious idea of sex rather than actual real sex. This is how twisted our society is becoming. We are becoming a cybernetic society where people are dumb enough to accept the news media that are lying to them, and to accept the cybernetic games of so-called politics and religion preached by fake pastors and leaders of every religion group. It doesn't matter. If they don't preach the idea that we're in the image of God here on earth and we have a responsibility, and true capitalism means you're a steward of God's property, you're not an owner. Ownership is God. God owns everything. We're just stewards of it here. And we would make sure that no one goes without food, water, or shelter, but you don't guarantee it as a government thing. The government doesn't guarantee it. God does. This idea that somehow we're going to guarantee, no matter what the hell you believe, you can be a drug addict or a weirdo. Like in Oregon, there's a ton of people who are drug addicts. They made everything legal. They're making now not only marijuana, but they're going to make magic mushrooms and probably other drugs illegal. None of these people have rational brains to work on anything. They'll just be drug addicts. And when they die a premature death and never accomplish anything, it doesn't matter. The state doesn't give a shit. They don't care if people are breaking buildings down or killing people or whatever. They're going to go after people that they assume they can actually put away in prison or persecute because they don't believe what they believe. That's how bad these people in Oregon are. They're one of the worst places on earth. Oregon is the shithole of America, isn't it?
Oh, it totally is. It totally is. Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, everything about the state, I mean, it's the southern areas, and of course there's other areas that are really nice as well, but overall, it's just terrible. Portland is like Satan's playground. Truly, it is.
Right.
It is so bad. Portland is so bad and so dangerous and so, like, just nonchalant about law and order and the police. Like, they just don't care. They're like, oh, go ahead and murder people and blow up, you know, the federal building 150 nights in a row. Yeah, that's fine. We don't care. And then we'll just, you know, get you out of jail or we won't prosecute you. I mean, it is the wild, wild west in Oregon. Oregon is an absolute shithole.
Well, my granddaughter lives in Portland with her mom, and they're going to leave with her new family and move to Florida. They're fed up. They're not going to do it anymore because they're conservative Christians, and they go homeschool. They don't put them with all the forced vaccines in Oregon, just like in California, if you don't force vaccinate. If I had a license in California, I would get my license pulled if I didn't support vaccines. I have to agree to the Luftwaffe of medical tyranny, or I'd have them. How dare you disagree with us? We don't care if you know more than us. They're like the Luftwaffe, you know. It's like, holy shit, man.
They are. And, you know, that's what California is, too. I mean, California is just
It's going to go red, though. I can tell you right now, one of the guys I really like was a black broadcaster on Fox News, and he's actually does a lot of local shows here in California.
Larry Elder,
and I love Larry Elder. I mean, you can tell the man's a real Christian. He's got the one of the greatest smiles of any politician I've ever seen. We look at Elder's smile and say, this man glows from the inside. He needs to be our...
If he ends up winning, the first thing he needs to do is he needs to take Ted Lieu and do a full investigation to find out all of his contacts with the CCP. I believe that Congressman Ted Lieu is a CCP operative. Now there's a big story on him that he funnels campaign cash to Stanford University, and then his son gets admitted to the school. But it's fine. It's fine because he's a Democrat. If a Republican did that, it would be on the news 24/7.
Right. Here's what I think is going to happen. This is my feeling. There's two issues that really kind of tick people off, and even in the countries that don't have guns like the UK and so on, they're protesting like crazy. We're not. We're watching so many salving programs like what we call MSLSD. You invented that, so did I. The CNN I call the Criminal News or the Clinton News Network. And even Fox I call the False News Network. Fox is full of shit. They try to be a controlled opposition, but when Mike tries to put a commercial about his basically his special expose about the election, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, Fox would not play the bid. There was a freaking commercial, even though they get millions of dollars from putting up his commercials for his MyPillow, which are the best in the world.
Yeah.
Fox are a pain in the ass. They need a, for God's sake, the only one I like there is Tucker Carlson and everybody else, including Hannity, is full of crap. Kiss asses. Tucker, leave there. Go to Newsmax. Get away from those guys. I don't know why you're still existing over there, because they are out of their freaking mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Favorite things about the Bible and the Ark of the Covenant is when I mentioned this last week to make people laugh. Because the Bible, God has got a sense of humor. You know, people don't realize that God has the best sense of humor of any creature and being in the entire universe. God is crack up when you actually get his answers to his jokes. And one of the things he put in the Ark of the Covenant, I'm going to see if you can remember this, you know that God has in the Ark of the Covenant basically almonds, an almond branch. They grow almonds. That's what the prophet would go up with a sack of honey and a pile of almonds and go up to the mountain and God would talk to him. He also put in the Ten Commandments, but he also put a thing called golden hemorrhoids. Do you ever hear about that? Now, the reason why they're hemorrhoids is because when they're about to be destroyed by the surrounding populace, this is long before Islam rose up, thousands of years before that, the Arab nations around were about to destroy all the ancient Hebrews, including the Hivites, Jebites, and all the otherites. And they surrounded, they were ready, like 14 to 1 ready to just completely slaughter them all. And God decided that I'll take care of them because I'm going to give them a bowel disease, and it'll give them giant hemorrhoids. So when they got their hemorrhoids bad enough, they started attacking each other and started killing each other and realizing eventually all the troops disappeared and in Israel there were, well, who are we going to fight? Well, you don't have to worry about it. And God said, take the message I've given you. No matter who surrounds you, I will preserve you, not you yourself, just by being in the position of me, my servants and my children. Yeah. So I gave them hemorrhoids. So in the Ark of the Covenant are giant hemorrhoids to say, no matter how bad things get, just like this idiot Simon from Florida who won't give me his last name and he tries to always send fear bullshit.
Yeah.
Our God is a God of hemorrhoids. How's that?
Well, look.
And the demon rats and the demon rats and the Rhino Republicans and all these globalists like George Soros are going to get some giant effing hemorrhoids now. Their economic system is going to blow up in their face. Their forced vaccines are blowing up in their face. They don't provide any protection. The population is not going to agree to CRT, critical race theory, or not going to church. Whatever church. You see, I believe that religion is people trying to get closer to God, but they got part of the truth, but they don't have the whole thing. And it's, they're wrestling on the idea. That's why even in my own family, as I mentioned in the first hour, Josh, do you think that my wife or my kids think that I'm actually called as a prophet, the Most High God, or I have some sacred knowledge? No, they all think I'm nuts. They think I'm bipolar. All right? Even though they actually participated in it and actually were there, when they saw things happen supernaturally, it doesn't matter. They'll just dispel it. Oh, that just happened. The fact is, and I believe you're called, you're Jewish, but you're called to speak as a prophet to tell people, listen to God, pray, and you seek. You're not inventing news. You're a very solid person to stick to the facts. You can get your hands around the neck of news. And when you just present to people, they say, well, man, you've done some really good job. You don't even have to invent anything. You just present what's actually happening, sometimes months or even years before anybody else. And they say, how did you know this? And say, well, I'm a good researcher, and I present the truth. I'm not afraid to present the truth. I'm not afraid they're going to come and kill me, or they're going to put me in civil detention. I'm going to fight anyway.
You ever hear the expression, men make plans and God laughs?
Right. I love that.
Muslims can make all the plans they want, but in the end, God's going to make the final decision, and he's going to kill all of them. Because when you go against humanity, you're going to be sentenced to, you know, the worst possible fate. And again, I don't know how that's going to happen, whether it's going to be from natural causes, whether it's going to be in wars, whether it's going to be from the American people, whether it's going to be people in other countries. These people have targets on their heads, and at some point, they are going to meet their demise. Now, how it happens, we don't know, but we know it will happen.
Well, let me tell you the layers of how it can happen. The first thing is the most corrupt system we have in our world is the legal system. Then the next most corrupt is our religious systems. No matter what religion it is, or denomination of Judaism or Christianity or any religion, those are the second corrupt. And the third system is the educational system. The false education you get in universities, not only here in North America, but around the world, that teach you man's version of truth, not God's version.
Right. Yep.
Now, and when you look at this corruption, people are coming out of corruption. They've reached the point where they're actually putting it's almost like stuffing bad food down someone's throat so bad they eventually start to vomit. And what's going on, people are waking up to realize, like, holy shit, that meal tastes terrible. I gotta vomit that up. I gotta bring that up. And when you start telling teachers, you gotta preach the critical race theory and tell all the white kids they're superior, so we're gonna make sure kids that have to graduate grade 12 with not having reading skills, and they know that's going to turn that child into a criminal. They don't give a shit. Or they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you there that the mother has a right to change the sex of the baby, of the boy, let's say 4 or 5 years of age, because she wants to change the sex from a boy to a girl, and the father doesn't have any say in it. How twisted is our society that does this kind of thing? Or they try to preach it. There's no such thing as male or female sex. I, how dare you say there's such a thing as male and femaleness? What the hell?
They have this Agenda 21, right? And then right. The ultimate goal is Agenda 2030. But the American people have an Agenda 2022. And right. These people are going to be put on notice that their time is over, because we are absolutely going to destroy them in every sense of the word.
Well, I'll tell you what the first thing I'm going to say is, number one, people who are listening today are going to start filing pro se litigation action, like get the courts out or win in court. That's number one. Number two, they're going to prep up. They're going to get food, water, backup power, and ammo, and they're going to have exotic means of defending themselves, both non-lethal and lethal. And they're going to get ready in small little cliques and groups around, that if they start going with military groups, or like they're talking about already in Australia and other countries where they're going to come around and grab people, they start grabbing us, we're going to start grabbing them with bullets and machetes and pipe bombs and everything else. They're going to have a hell of a day. Now, I'm not calling for revolution. I am the revolution.
We are the revolution.
We are the revolution, okay? I don't need a call for something. People need to defend their own property. I don't want you going down and trying to kill people and politicians, although you might have an army of 1,000 people march down to the state capitol and patiently arrest the governor and the other people who are doing corrupt things in your name. That's perfectly legal. I'm talking about destroying, like, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about proper operation of the law. The lawyers are our biggest problem, because they all belong to the Bar Association, which is the British Authorized Registry. They all look up to the Queen, the chief female reptile of the world. And what people don't understand is the Vatican are snake people. The politicians like Joe Biden are snake people. George Soros is a snake person. These are people of clay and iron. That's my ministry, Clay and Iron Ministries. And what we're dealing with now is we don't recognize that evil has got many different, if you call them menus, it looks like it, many different menus. And what's going on now, they don't understand that even our people are good, like Donald Trump. He's been influenced by these people. He thinks the vaccines are still a good thing. He maybe saved a lot of people. No, he didn't. Donald, you're a moron. If I get a chance to get you by the collars and you got a day to talk to Jesus talk by Dr. Deagle, you're going to be a different man. You're going to be like you finally had a talk between King David and Samuel and say, okay, we know you screwed up. We know you killed Uriah so you could get his wife because you thought she was hot. But you're going to return to God now. And he was so excited by the fact that he had a message from Samuel, he danced naked in the streets singing Hebrew songs thousands of years ago. You people out there...
understand that President Trump needs to get off of the vaccine glory train. I agree with you 100%. I think that hurts him immensely.
He's going to wake up. You know why? You out there are going to contact him. You out there are going to say, we love everything else you're doing. For God's sake, contact Deagle and get his EDUCAP and other things to protect people from the crazy vaccines that are killing them and destroying them.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news, despite inflation, remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News. A drought is hitting parts of the western United States especially hard.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet. And Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fred has weakened and is now a tropical depression. Forecasters do expect the storm to strengthen once again as it approaches Florida this weekend, possibly on Friday. Fred is currently about 110 miles east of Guantanamo, Cuba, and moving west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Medicine to
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, John, I think I'm going to go back here to this. I'll play a little bit of this clip here, but it's Josh Bernstein first off. I think it's worthwhile doing that.
Good evening.
Pretty good.
Personally, I'd rather hear.
Okay, you want to hear the other clip we were going to play earlier? Let's see if we can play it.
I'd like to hear a little bit of the clip of that newscast where they start talking about the green zone.
I
you have that?
Talking about tactics and following the money. What about talking about executive orders and what that really means as far as everybody that's connected to the institutions? America, you can find it at the
analyst. They're going to tap it in some fine dressing, and they're actually calling it green zone. Everything that they label green is sort of a friendly thing, right? It's innocuous. So green zones is what they're labeling it, aka internment camps or concentration camps. And this is known as the shielding approach, and it's right there on the CDC website. And I really feel like your viewers and all of America need to know about what this shielding approach is. Because, again, it's being built right now. These camps are being built right now in neighborhoods, and they're about to unleash this on us. We know that a lot of people have been talking about how Biden is probably going to issue another lockdown, another nationwide lockdown. A lot of people are predicting August 11th. Now, we don't know if he's going to go through with that or not, but that's the fodder. That's the talk of the town, is another lockdown. But going along with that is this, what they're calling a shielding approach. And what the shielding approach is removing people from their household, from their family, even separating couples who they believe are high risk, right, high risk for COVID, and putting them in these camps. The camps will be built all over different communities all across the nation. Every city will have these camps. And, of course, what do they consider as high-risk individuals? Anyone who is elderly, and anyone who has any kind of an immunocompromised condition or a pre-existing condition. And then, of course, I would imagine that they would believe that anyone who's not vaccinated is a high-risk individual, right? So great, they go and rip the person from their home against their will. Doesn't matter because it's all for the purpose of health. Put them in this internment camp or green zone, if you will, and keep them there for at least 6 months. They're saying the program would be at least 6 months, but there's a caveat in there in this document that says they have the right to extend it indefinitely until COVID, until the pandemic of COVID disappears.
They're going to hold you for 6 months, which, you know, they're very good at keeping their timeline promises. As you know, we're approaching the end of the 15 days to slow the spread, 15 days
right.
to flatten the curve. We're almost there. Just hang on.
Yeah, exactly. But Stu, it says here, though, don't worry, because there's latrines in here.
Okay.
Don't worry. Yeah, there's latrines and there's showers in here as well. But each person is given cleaning supplies because the individual is responsible for keeping their own space in this concentration camp clean, by the way. Who knows what happens to you, what kind of punishment, if you don't keep your cleaning space clean. But moving on, it even says in this document that they're going to, and this is, of course, for the purpose of getting COVID to down to zero, which we all know is impossible because it's just the common cold or flu. But they say in this document the kinds of repercussions that this is going to have, never mind them, but it says here, number one, social, cultural, or religious practices. They say, yes, we got a plan for the disruption of social networks. They admit that community celebrations, religious holidays, funerals, and other rites of passages are cornerstones of many societies, which they are. And they say that a strong community engagement, basically propaganda, making sure that people know that this is important, is going to be important for the success of this program. Because what's going to happen is they're saying failure to do so can lead to interpersonal and communal violence because people are going to be missing those community religious services and funerals of family members and community members. And they're admitting right here this can lead to interpersonal and communal violence, of course. Moving on, mental health. It says that this additional stress and worry are going to be common. In addition to the risk of stigmatization and feeling isolated, the shielding approach may have an important psychological impact and may lead to significant emotional distress, exacerbate existing mental conditions, and lead to depression, helplessness, grief, thoughts of suicide among those are separated.
And this is all written at the CDC's website.
This is all written on the CDC website. So in summary, this is happening. They're building this right now. And we are going to stand up against this now, and this is a slippery slope with the vaccine, separating the vaccine from the non-vaccinated, and having the vaccinated be responsible or demonized and pinned as the ones responsible.
I'll just stop for a second, John. Why don't you make some comments now, because a lot of people for years have got spittle on Deagle. Son of a bitch, thinks he knows more than me. Son of a bitch, he's bipolar. His family says he's bipolar. He's nuts. I like his supplements, they'll save me, but he is bipolar. Go to hell. I'm not. My feet are firmly planted in reality, although my version of reality, which is much deeper and much broader and much more ugly than yours, is just reality.
Yes.
You may not like it, but it's the facts. I'm not inventing anything to be loved, worshipped, or anything. In fact, I'm the kind of person you do never invite to dinner because I'm going to piss you off. By raising topics over dinner that are making you want to vomit. So my own family doesn't like me invited many times to dinner because I'll bring up topics they don't want to hear. Don't talk about the vaccines. Don't talk about this and that. Don't talk about your spiritual stuff because you're crazy. I'm not crazy. You know that, John.
Yes.
But my ability to tolerate this now has reached its limits. That's because I realize day by day, either I could die because these bastards come and get me, or God says finally, the final judgment on the people of Earth is I'm going to take Deagle home. He's going to die. And if I take that poor man home who's tried to serve you, you're going to receive the full force of judgment because his spirit and his truth and his voice are gone. You need out there worship and pray God and say, praise, don't let Deagle die. Don't let them take him. Don't let them die of some horrifying illness or them just to decide to take him aside and execute him. May his family wake up and realize what a precious blessing he is to tell them the truth, but they don't want to believe that. That's my own family. That's why they went and did the vaccines even against my will.
Yes.
You know, the day that my wife told me that she did this because of my grandson, I said, oh, my God, I cried. I said, you just committed vaccinocide, dear. I cried. Well, why not? I got all your supplements. I said, dear, if you would check me, I know if I told you, you wouldn't let me do it. I said, I told you not to do it. I said, I'm giving you supplements, but I'm, God help you, man, if I don't do the right thing perfectly for you, you're going to get serious health problems or psychological problems from these vaccines, and it's going to ruin you and kill you. And then when they're telling me, oh, just go and tell people to go ahead and order all the fancy supplements and sell a ton of them because we can rescue them, and I know I can, I think it's highly unethical for me to tell people, oh, yeah, don't worry about taking the shots. You can keep your job as a doctor or nurse or healthcare professional if you take Deagle's freaking rescue immune support. It used to be called vaccine pre-impulse. I think it's highly unethical. Now, I've reached my limit, okay? I have limits. This is where I'm at my limit now. And some of the people out there are literally siding with the comments that, oh, well, yeah, we know Diggle's a little crazy. He made those inappropriate comments. By the way, I wasn't making comments to have a relationship with these any of these lady doctors or male doctors. I had someone who would listen to me on a technical and spiritual level, which, by the way, in most places, I have more people in my audience and some of my co-hosts that will do that rather than my own family. Now, people need to know that reality so that when they see me suffering every day on the radio, my days of suffering are reaching the culmination now. I have a hell of a time sleeping at night because I have to suffer the fact that I know what's coming. And these green zones are coming. And I'm not vaccinated, so I could be hauled away to a civil detention camp or executed. And I'm not going to get into the details of what's going on with some of the, you know, members of my own family with the persecution that's happened. But I've gone through hell. Recently, hell, for example, with First Nation, with these nutballs over at First Nations. And luckily, I got my patent now being revised. But I'm the keeper of manna, truth. So for God's sake and your sake, do not call me a nut. Pray on the truth. And if your urine and thumb and stone say it's the truth, believe me, I'm here to save your ass, not to get rich from it or persecute you or act to be like I'm some kind of superhero. I'm not. I'm just a man of God doing his will. Pray it.
Up with him at the next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire for the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. About 6 months ago, I had one of my friends, actually, who would help me find their home here. He came down with pancreatic cancer, and I referred to a friend. I said, go call this friend, and he'll try to treat with amputee. And we gave him some supplements to tolerate his chemotherapy, and that's it. But the state medical board decided they're going to come after me for giving him supplements to help him heal. And, of course, one of his bad relatives decided, hey, dude, you did all these evil things, these... And the exercise machine that I gave him to exercise, he tried to say it was a treatment for cancer, which is total bullshit, right?
Yes.
So I had to spend a fortune of money to defend myself before the state medical board, not because I practice medicine, because I don't. I simply give people advice on what supplements to take to try to help their health. Free. And, of course, what came out of that is they decided, well, we'll completely separate, you know, NutriMedical from the media. And they don't want any reference or any shows linked directly to my NutriMedical website. So you can't go to NutriMedical and find a link directly to Deagle Network or any radio shows. Or even when I had there for a while, I had Periscope. I had Telegram. Now, the reason is that they have the idea of, well, you say such crazy things that we want new audience that's not going to agree with your crazy ideas, Bill, to have new customers that would just be Democrats or independents or whatever, so they can fight. Well, it's not that, because if you listen to my show, you know, you immediately go over to Deagle Network or you find some other way of finding me. I mean, we've got lots of ways of listening to my show, whether it's BitChute, Brighteon, Twitch, Periscope, all kinds of other ways of listening to the show, including SoundCloud, which I, by the way, make all these free. I don't charge a cent for actually getting access to all of them. I do all the tech work for hours after the radio show. So one of the things I have to suffer now since the new year is that I can't do any broadcast directions like going and listening to my protocol first hour shows talking about supplements or solutions that are directly in NutriMedical. If you don't know about Deagle Network where you can get all the media stuff, you don't know anything. So I get emails of people asking questions at NutriMedical they've never heard about the fact they have a radio show. Because that's what they want. So I have to suffer with this.
Yes.
And it makes me sick to my stomach to think that, oh, yeah, I can just be talking about A to Z all our products in our nutraceuticals without any mention of the weird stuff. But if I mention something that the vaccines are toxic or dangerous or how it'll cause you know, the graphene oxide directly linked to your cortex, to your brain, it'll turn you into a zombie or, you know, and connect you to the supernet. I'm considered, quote, crazy, even though there's lots of other doctors and scientists coming forth with this now. I didn't invent the facts. You follow me?
Yeah, of course I do.
Now, so I'm dealing internally with persecution that don't want to accept the fact that I'm saying right now, we're dealing with the end times. This is not like a rehearsal for what's coming. We're deep into it now. To give you an example, when America, Russia and China wouldn't attack us now because we have such advanced space-based nuclear weapons, we'd nuke them into a cinder in seconds. So the only way it can destroy our country is from the inside. School boards, demon rats, rhino Republicans, they call the Circle Party. Bad laws, bad funding, destroy the dollar, make us all oil dependent on the Middle East again when we were totally independent before. Open borders. No such thing as a border across the Mexican border. Don't worry about whether they carry coronavirus. Let the assholes in. They don't test them, don't isolate them, don't even treat them. If we gave everybody Mexican that came in there, just even ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they probably would not only not get sick or die themselves, but they wouldn't pass on to other people. Do we make it free? Don't we say, hey, you're illegal. Let's give you a whole bucket full of these friggin' natural things. Even if they don't talk about my stuff, they get some stuff, which we know does help, and reduces infectivity to other people. They don't give a shit.
No.
And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, why do you think you know more than them? Because I do freaking know more than them, and nobody wants to debate me because they're terrified of Deagle. All of these people, including the government, they know. I got agents that listen to my show, and they're probably listening right now, and say, oh, go for it, Deagle, go for it, Deagle. I've reached my limit of internal persecution from my own so-called family and the public out there that thinks it's okay to agree with bullshit, or that some other broadcaster, whether it's Mercola selling books, so he's going to get rid of 25 years of stuff just to give you bullshit that he's somebody has solutions. He doesn't. Or any of these doctors, like Dr. Made, talk about turning the mark of the beast, but he wouldn't talk about the fact we'd be working on the EduCap or the solutions to the problem. No. Same with Dr. Terry Tenpenny, who wants to think she's a superhero, but she tells if you've taken the mark of the shots, you've already taken the mark of the beast, so you're not even a member of the human race anymore. She's nuts. I'm not the one who's psychotic. They friggin' are. Now, my tolerance of this has reached its limit, as you probably understand.
Yes, I know.
Now, I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm trying to be honest here. I know that my days on planet Earth, I'm not sure when God's going to take me home, could be very long if we manage to succeed, or very freaking short. In other words, I don't think I have a long time to live with judgment coming on the earth. It could be days or weeks. I realize I get virtually, I get people who want to get my supplements because they want to get better, but they want to agree with crazy bullshit that somehow Deagle is bipolar or crazy. I'm not. In fact, the farthest thing in the world is because even my ideas seem crazy, they're just ultimately reality. Our God is God, and he selects people like me. There's regular knuckleheads, and there's social graces of none. I don't know when to shut up in a crowd when I'm talking at dinner, because I'm going to tell you the truth, because I finally get your ass sit down eating something, and I can tell you about what's going on with the vaccines or policy, because I know. Regular classified sources. So what can I say? I would say, look, you know, I'm sad if it upsets you and you want to barf your guts up after you hear what I have to say and you're eating your meal. But for God's sake, stop disrespecting me for your own sake. Not for my sake. I've reached my limit. I can't take it anymore. And I want everybody out there that thinks that somehow side with somebody else other than me, forget it. Don't listen to my show anymore. Just commit suicide. That's what you're going to do when you don't take my lesson advice. Because if you don't, and you take, a third shot because they're going to force it on you, or booster shots, or you're going to start taking whatever else they want to give you, you're committing geopolitical and spiritual suicide. If your front lobe starts to shrivel because of these things and you lose your VMAT2 region, that's a God gene region, you won't have empathy for other human beings, which means in the battlefield you'll kill your brother because they don't care whether they look like your brother or sister. And you certainly won't care whether you're connected to God, because you know your connection to God is your soul, which is that part of the brain that's dying because you've taken the toxic shots. Now, my limit on this is reached. I'm finished. I'm done now. My ideas aren't open to negotiation with either my family or anybody else. I am not going to tell people, go take the goddamn mark of the beast on the way shot and just take my supplement so I can make a bucket of money, or not tell people that God inspired me to give them the EduCap and other technologies besides the immune support and the first line defense kit to completely slay all versions of the virus so we can get rid of all toxic vaccines that are bullshit that are actually creating new super strains. The Lambda and Delta strains, guess what? I don't know when it'll happen, but I predict it will. Maybe next year, 2023 or 2022. There'll be a strain arise that will be not only more quickly effective like the Delta strain, but it'd have a longer incubation period and be much more lethal. Let's say five times more lethal. So let's say the incubation period is twice as long, so you can infect a lot more people before you start getting sick and dying. And all of a sudden, you go from, say, a 2 or 3% fatality rate in people, especially with high risk, you go up to, say, a 20% risk across the board in all age groups. What are you going to do then? Do you think lockdowns or paper masks, or I call face diapers, are going to work? Not. Do you think another shot's going to work, or booster shots? Not. Do you think civilization camps are murdering those people at high risk that could spread it to you is going to save your ass? Not. You think listening to anybody else other than Deagle is going to save your ass? Not. Or you're going to listen to me, representative of the Most High God, not willing to try to get wealthy on this, but try to save your sorry ass? I've reached my limit of tolerance of it. What do you think, John? Go ahead.
Well, I sense your disappointment.
No, it's not disappearing. It's my compassion for my family, my friends, my fellow Americans and human beings all over the world. Because they haven't observed and respected the truth I gave them, they're dying as a result now, and many more will die or turn into cyborgs. And I'm sick to my stomach, not because I want to be great or rich, but because they didn't listen to me. And now millions are going to die, and millions are going to lose their connection with the Creator God because they're going to listen to bullshit.
Yes. We're just beginning to see the death toll. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Wait until this really gets ahead on. They think that setting up these green zones are going to save their ass. Lying pieces of satanic garbage. Shut the F up and don't side with anybody other than me and my witnesses telling you the truth. And I didn't make this up. I'm not bipolar, goddammit. Shut the hell up and stop persecuting me or you will pay for it. How's that?
That sums it up pretty well, I would say.
There you go. Take it or leave it. Listen or not. It's up to you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else support? Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.